Blog Talk Radio.
Come none too soon. Good afternoon, good evening, and hello everyone. Such a lovely, beautiful day outside. God is really blessing us on this occasion. I want to take this time out to thank the Family Film Community Fellowship for Pastor Darrell Lewis for allowing us to broadcast live today. Thank God for his mercy to get us this broadcast. Thank God for you, a good, wholesome listening audience. I love you, and thank you. This is yours truly, Jake Johnson. I'm here. I'm kind of distraught because of all this. It seems like it's getting more disturbing each time that we get close to harmony and forgiving. How something else comes up in terms of this killing us. I mean, y'all can say what you want to say, but prejudice is here, and the devil is right there pushing it. How can so many police? Did the police kill the man and said he thought he was pulling a taser? A police. Look, how long he been on the force? 8 years? 13 years or something? But he said he thought he was pulling a taser and shot the man and killed him. The other guy said that he dropped the taser and ran with the taser, and he shot him and killed him. Shot him 8 times. What do we have to do to gain a trust with our law enforcement agencies today? What must we do? The Secret Service is drunk, crashing into something. The FBI is saying that they couldn't find no reason to prosecute the man that killed the little kid, Trayvon. What do we do to gain confidence and trust in our criminal justice system? If you have any good ideas, wholesome ideas, and respectful ones, give me a call if you would, 646-668-8573. This is crazy. I mean, you know, police stopped me this morning. I'm going to down to see Sophie to see Mr. Poteet. And they're on a bicycle. I passed him by. And he said, well, man, you ran a red light. Light had been red sometime. I said, well, if it was red that long, seeing like I ran into somebody, all that traffic going north and south, I'm going east and west. I say, but whatever you say is boss. You know, I don't want you to shoot me out here. I got both my hands up, people still traveling by, looking at him, right out there, you know. He said, I said, whatever you said is fine. You know, I'm not going to argue with you out here and get myself shot up. You white and I'm black, and you got a pistol, and I don't have mine. With me. He said, what? I said, I don't have mine with me. I wouldn't dare come down here with one. I said, because Ain't no telling what might be happening now. I know you're lying on me. But that's where it went. But anyway, thank you for listening. You brought my ratings up. I want to give a shout out to the good twins. Y'all take care of Papa. They fell out the bed. I'm glad he's back home safe. So y'all take care of Papa, twins. You know, and treat him good. Okay. I love you all. Y'all take care of Papa. It's time for him to get a haircut. So you know, maybe sometime this weekend y'all can bring him by to get a haircut. We'll take this time out to pay some bills, bro. Say hello to RJ and JJ up there. They're doing a wonderful job in school. Lola, Adrian, y'all take care. Y'all take care of Mama up there, okay? Let's start off with a smoke car dealing. We's at 1021 Blaisberry Road, Northeast. I've been sleeping this. You know, smoke not only give you a good car wash and good deals and good prices, but he'll pick your car up for $5, wash him up, shine him up, clean him up, and bring it right back to you just for $5. And not only that, senior citizens get $2 off. So, you know, go see Smoke up there if you would at 1021 Bladenburg Road, Northeast. Give him a call, 202-396-75. Give him a call if you would. Appreciate you. That's Smoke Car Wash, Bladenburg Road, 1021. $2 off a senior citizen. And I'd be remiss if I forgot about my buddy, Allstate. That's right, Allstate. This is Jake, no Kathy, Allstate. And you're right, just he's right. You can call them anytime, day or night. 301-779-1120. This is Andrea Riley up there. They can, look, they will insure whatever you have. House insurance, furniture insurance, renters insurance, car insurance, full covers, liabilities, whatever you want, they will cover you. Life insurance also. I mean, whatever type of insurance that you wish to have, fire insurance, they give it. Give her a call, 301-779-1120. And that's at 6103 Baltimore Avenue in Riverdale, Maryland. Now, don't get confused and thrown off by that Baltimore Avenue. That's not Baltimore, Maryland. That's just Riverdale, Maryland. And it's Rhode Island Avenue, turn it into, when you cross Eastern Avenue, it turns into Baltimore Avenue. So you go, for all you people in D.C., go straight out on Rhode Island Avenue. And I guess after you cross the line, it's about 4 or 5 blocks up the street. 6103 Baltimore Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland. That's Allstate Insurance Company. Call Miss Riley. You know, and then she trains for people who want to be insurance agents, too. So give her a call and talk over the dynamics of insurance with her, and she got you covered, you know. Very reasonable prices, very courteous and honest-to-goodness people. Give them a call if you would, 301-779-1120. My pastor just walked in. My technician, love him, just put up with me for the last 3 years, and, you know, I'm glad he did because I know I'm free because of his putting up with me. And he puts up with his son with Go Green. So, you know, it's time for everybody to clean up these yards. I'm telling you some good stuff. It's time to clean them up. Earl Pope, my co-host, you know, he gave him a shout out. He said, Vic, I got to see what they do. Look, he's been boasting about it ever since. Look, they do spring cleanup, they do mulching, starting and seeding, planting, pruning, the perennial cutback, they do light lawn mowing and tree and shrubbery fertilizer, and they do disease and inspection treatment. So, you know, they give you a complete go green situation and compromise if you go with go green. And they, you know, they deliver quality service. And I'm telling you, I have people that stand by there. If you've been up by the Days Inn up here on New York Avenue and Blakenberry Road, and you see the scenery surrounding the Days Inn, that's their work. So give a little dial a call, if you would, at 240-370-1789. Or you can call them right here at the parish at 202-396-1179. Just over 30 years of experience in this, and I'm telling you, you cannot go wrong. I stand behind it 199.44%. That's my man. Look, it's getting time now. You know, it's summertime, and the kids are out, spring break, and they're getting ready for the proms and the dances and house dances and the yards grilling and all that type of stuff. And you know, it's time when you have the proms and all that type of stuff. Think about it. All your kids want to have their little birthday parties, the June babies, April, May, June, July, August. Well, we got some people that if you want to do something, set up something, it's a bunch of young folk here, right at the Family Community Fellowship Church, that do all that type of stuff, you know, setting up for parties, what dinners, anniversaries, prom. They set up all this type of stuff, right? Whatever you want to set up, whatever type of situation, for whatever age that you have. Look, I'm telling you, these people can do that. As Kendra Lewis, look, you just can't beat DC and Dion Lewis. Both of them have two different types of entrepreneurship, but they have the same idea, making you satisfied and being a satisfied customer to them. I'm telling you, you can't miss them. Give them a call. You know, one of them is the founder of a House of Heartache, and one of them is the founder for Wake Me Up Now. And little Kendra Joseph, she's right with Dion. And give them a call. I'm telling you some good stuff. You cannot beat these people. 301-433-3445. That's Kendra. And if you want little Dion, you know, if you want to set up and do something with paying your bills and get control of your finances and even go into a venture of entrepreneurship, give Dion a call if you will. 202-390-9984. Look, you will not be disappointed with the type of services that these people, good quality young folk with good young ideas that was guaranteed to satisfy. And if you know, give me a call. And I'll back it up. And then there's Creations by Dee Dee. This is your little young girl can really do something. Do face painting, decoration, custom turtles, and T-shirts, Converse, and Uggs, and Tims, and, you know, all kind of parties for kids. Give her a call. All kinds. Creations by Dee Dee. And see her on Facebook. You can look her up on Instagram, Creation by Dee Dee, Facebook, Creation by Dee Dee, email, Deonna Faxon@gmail.com. 202-903-3749. Please give her a call. And then we go to Horace and Dickens up there. Look, you can't beat them. They say one bite and you hook. 6912 4th Street Northwest. And then there's also the one at 12th and H is Northwest. You know the Horace and Dickens. You know the quality of service that they give. And I'm telling you that there's no better. Both of them can say one bite and you hook, because like I said, every time you go there, the line's outside the door. So give them a call, will you? And I'll show. And go on by and get yourself a fish hand. We have a situation where, you know, a lot of us are all this thing where we like herbs and roots and anything that's good for our health. And especially you seniors, you know, because a lot of us, you know, high blood pressure and all that type of stuff, so we stay away from pork and all that type of stuff. And so, you know, the Dynamic Wellness up there at 402 8th Street, North East, go over and see Nate Wine. Man, I'm telling you, whatever you got up there for you want for health-wise, he got it. And then he can give you some consultation on how to apply and some things that you haven't tried yet. And for whatever illness that you have, I'm certain that he can give you some type of herb that can satisfy your needs. So go over and see his name, 402 8th Street. That's Dynamic Wellness up there. And not only that, you know, you can get a good meal in there, too. You can't get no pork chops in there. But they certainly give you a good, wholesome meal in there. And I'm telling you that that's good quality service up there. Good quality service. Good quality service up there. Now, you know, a lot of, you know, this is the spring, well, half our spring was ate up by the snow and all that type of stuff, but how can you miss India Gibson? People that love flowers, this woman is a magician with flowers in terms of how she can decorate and set up an event for you. Whatever the type, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, whatever condition, she can set you up and make bad look beautiful. This is India's flowers creation. That's what she do. She works with flowers, but and she does a job that I know is second to none. Second to none. You would love what she does. And so if you would, please give her a call, 202-658-1553. That's India's flower creation. And I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed in the type of work that she do, the quality of work that she do. Now we got to go up here to my man, Larry, the cook up here at Cook. I cannot get over how this man cooks. Every week I got to go by there and get me something. That's his cousins up there. You know, it used to be called Duke. And it's my best seafood city up there on Upshur Street. The address is 849 Upshur Street. But let me tell you, my niece, Barbara, that's my niece, love her to death. Bab Bab, that's my buddy. Look, go up there, the cousins. 849 Upshur Street, Northwest. Look, you don't have to go. Call her. She'll deliver to you. She'll deliver it herself. Piping hot, and I'm telling you, fresh. Look, you talking about a fresh, hot meal. Call her. I guarantee you. That one's going to be fresh and hot. It's going to be good. 202-210-1730. Ask for Bob. And tell her, Bob, this ain't Bab. Bab, Jake told me to call. Say you got a cook over there by the name of Larry. And that this man can cook with the best and better than the rest. So give Bab a call if you would. 202-210-1730. And that's Bab. Barbara at the cousins up there, the 849 up the street north there. They got a good, wholesome menu up there. If you just want to get a dinner, they got white and trout, chicken, tilapia, and croaker. And what they got the side order, they got mac and cheese, yams, greens, string beans, potato salad, rice and gravy. Look, that's meat, right? That's rice and gravy. And I'm telling you, this guy like him. Look, he can put it down. You will not be disappointed. And when they give it to his house. You know, and I beseech you to give these people that are advertised for a praise. You know, we always, every time I look around, the Chinese deliver stuff to somebody. And not to say that they're not good cooks, you know. Oh, what I'm just saying is that home is better. They don't buy nothing from us. What do they buy from us? You know, I know it's good to have a change sometimes, but not all the time. Every time I look around at the living, you know, it's one of them bringing pizza or whatever to your house. But they ain't gonna bring what Bob and them deliver. And fish sandwiches, they got hot dogs, they got half smokes, they got bourbons, they got, you know, they got even got ice cream. You know, look, man, get these people. Look, try to help your own people sometimes. Try to help your own people sometimes. You can't go wrong helping your own people, because as soon as you want to do something, who do you look for to help? You know you ain't going to the Chinese and get no help for nothing. You know, I mean, I love all people, but I support my own. 849 Upson Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2011. 202-210-1730. Ask for Bob. Ask for her to deliver. You want to deliver your food and just get a dinner from her. And I guarantee you that you're going to be just fine. Now, I want you all to think very close about what I'm saying about this police brutality. That's right. I just say them because I want you to think about it. Every week, the police can kill somebody else. And they come up with the type of excuses that if I said it, you'd laugh me to the ground. You know, look, people. Somewhere we have to put our foot down and say enough is enough. You put these people into office, and as soon as the white people do something, all right, even our police chief is white. You know, she was telling this big lie about they don't do no jump out no more, and that they don't her police don't jump out. That they had a lead on somebody and they didn't want to do this and they didn't want to do it. Every Tuesday and Thursday, they must have the same lead. Because that's the famous day that they jump out in Washington, D.C. As soon as she goes, somebody asks them questions about it. Oh, no, my police are done. And so they said. And that the police said, the lieutenant or captain or whatever it was, said that she knew about them giving escorts to celebrities when they come into town. Why wouldn't you give an escort to celebrity when they come in town? You know, why wouldn't you? Say she ain't know nothing about it. And all the captains and the commanders, all of them say the same thing. Yes, we do that. We've been doing it for years. And do she know about it suddenly? You know, if she don't know about it, well, then that shows you the type of leadership that she provides. If she had police out there in the street doing something and escorting people around Washington, and she don't know what's going on over there, then she's not a good overseer. Why would you have somebody in office that don't know what the police are doing? You know, with all the celebrities that come to Washington, D.C., you see them with police protection. But she says she ain't know nothing about it. And everybody agreed with her. Except the people that up there, but all her captains say she knew about it. You think they allow on their boat? Come on, man. But y'all give me a call, 646-668-8573. What y'all think about? You know, what y'all think about? And pretty soon, I guess they'd be, I don't know. This, I mean, this is this stuff with the police is gone too far. And you know, the grand jury, when they take this stuff, these cases to the grand jury, do you know who the grand jury is? You. All you people that get notices and come down jury duty. You. And don't think that because they say they don't have no evidence to indict or press charge. Well, you think about your sons and daughters and brothers and sisters, aunt, all you people that had cases or charges in at least here in the District of Columbia, but they lock up more people here than I guess anywhere. They got so many people here that they can't keep all in Washington. They house them all over the United States. I'm going to talk to y'all about that in a few minutes, because I'm trying to need y'all help. But do you think that all the police is right when they shoot people in the back or make a mistake? They're shooting, I've seen people leave their children places and say they forgot. They charge these people. Neglect, child neglect, and all that type of stuff. But as soon as police do something, no charge, no charge, no charge, no charge, and we don't say nothing. We had a couple of leaders, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, but they only speak about what they're told to speak about. We need to bring a stop to this killing. As soon as somebody in your neighborhood get killed, we need the public's help. Y'all can stop this. Y'all can help do this. Y'all can do this and that. And we thank the public for their help. They call in on this and stop the court, help us catch the man that escaped from the hospital. As soon as one of them do something, they don't want the public's help. I the guy that took the picture. I'm thinking about it. The guy that took these pictures. Do you think that he's lying with the pictures? I'm asking you, as decent, wholehearted people, honest people, y'all look back to Rodney King. Then you look up, here's a guy that was supposed to stole a horse or something. Police come, he lay flat on the ground, spread eagle. I see police kicking where I know if he'd have kicked me, they might have killed me where they kicked him at. And you know, in certain places, you can't kick a man. That's the first thing he did, is kicking right in his private part. I mean, and then they just jumped out. His arms stretched out, his legs stretched out. And they beat him like he's a runaway slave. I mean, come on now. But nobody protects. And then all these people that sanction this type of behavior from our law enforcement agency. We don't just say nothing about it. You don't even write your congressman on your state representative and say, we detest this type of brutality. If it was in your neighborhood, you'd be jumping up and down. Kids in your neighborhood run down the streets, and it's going to be a long, hot summer. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. See how fast y'all run and call the police on there. They be lining up outside the door, on your doorstep, raising all kind of hell at night. call the same people that might kill him. You ain't got no guarantee now what's going to happen when you call the police. You don't know if they're going to arrest the person or put them to rest. Y'all got to come out of that summer. I don't want to live nowhere where we don't have police. But look like you ain't going to live with them anyway. But they're going to kill us all. So all you got to do is just be in front of them. I was so scared this morning, I didn't know what to do. I told the man, look. You know and I know. There's no way in the world that I could have ran the red light. I saw you posted up over there. You on a bicycle. You love your bicycle. You come catch me a block and a half away. If I was running the red light, where was I going to? He said, where the red light was red sometimes, so man, look. Whatever what's on your agenda, you do what you got to do. I don't want you to shoot me out. And look, whatever you is, my registration, insurance, and my license. Well, so, man, look, just go and write what you're going to write so I can get away from you, because I don't want you to kill me out. Right by the White House and Capitol, too. I don't want no mess out there. Look, they ain't going to do nothing to you. They ain't going to say he shouldn't have been there. I heard somebody say that the other day. Say, whatever happened, these people did something wrong. What wrong could you do that these people did? That took the life. The man that shot the police, they didn't kill him. The one that escaped from the hospital. They run him from Virginia, Maryland, D.C. Caught up with him, and you know they ain't kill him. But here's people that didn't do nothing. One guy didn't pay child support or something. The other guy did something and stole a horse. But all these people got killed and beat up. I'm talking about beat to death. Beat down. And nobody says that. Police in Washington jump out on you like their own. I was on the corner 21st Street the other day, they got this shooting around there like party going off. Somebody, some people, another block. You think the police caught anybody? No. Looked like they were ducking. Yeah. When they shoot back, you don't get killed. Like the guy that escaped from the hospital. They say he was shooting back. So they ain't killing him. So I guess you might have to be shooting back. No, if you want to save your life. But so much for that. Before I get back to pay some more bills, you all have to call in sometime and say something about some of this stuff. Just let the world know. At least people here in the United States know. That we care. That you just not going to just take us back to the 40s and the 50s where the white man can do anything to black people and nobody do nothing about it. And then especially now, they put some black people in power to do something. And we still don't do nothing about it. We hear Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, them recruiting Hall on TV. But I never seen them on the witness stand testifying against the police. Never heard them getting on the witness stand and say, look, yes, they did such and such a thing. We got so many witnesses that was there. The person's family. Yeah, they get them on in front of TV, but they won't get in front of the judge. So we got to bring these people to justice, just like they bring us to justice. You know, I'm just telling you, you know, this is, I'm telling you people, you have to begin to want to do something about this, because it could have been you, or you may be next, or it might be your son, your daughter, or your husband, or your brother, your sister, or your aunt, whomever. If you're black, you might be getting back. This is too much. And it's too much. And all of you here in the district, I want you to listen real close to this. Because on April the 23rd, it's a Thursday, I think the next to the last Thursday of this month. But anyway, April the 23rd, we'll be at 2026 on Maryland Avenue. And I couldn't think of a better advocate for this project than Ms. Kathy Henderson, who is the vice chancellor of the ANC for Ward 5. This woman is a strong, disciplined, honest, and she's just a good person. But she's an advocate for Ward 5. Strong advocate. And now she's doing something for the city. She's supporting me with a venture to have Skype visiting for all District of Columbia prisoners that's housed outside of the District of Columbia. Now, my thing is, why should we, as parents, brothers, sisters, loved ones, husband or wives, cousin, brother, niece or nephew, or whatever it is, sister, why should we have to pay to visit our loved ones that's incarcerated? Why should we have to pay? If they go to jail, we catch the metro or cab or ride or Uber or whatever the ride is and go right over to the jail and visit. You know how to visit over there over the screen. Okay, so why can't they do that across the country? It's not our fault. Well, it's not your fault. That somebody that you know Don't have to be somebody that you live with. 85% of the people here in the District of Columbia, especially the black folks, have someone that's incarcerated or in the criminal justice system. And I'm not talking about the adults either. A lot of youngsters that can't go to New Beginnings because they have two serious offenses, they're housed out of town also. Why should we have to pay? You know, for all those who don't have an automobile, you got to rent a vehicle, catch a bus, or catch a train or a plane. Then once you get to your destination, what do you have to do? You have to rent a hotel. More than likely than not, you probably made reservation to rent a hotel before you got there. Usually you live on a Friday after you get off of work. And I mean Friday evening, all Friday evening and Friday night you travel. Reach your destination either early Saturday morning or late. Go visit your loved one at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Try to stay to at least the visiting hours over like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. After Saturday, on Saturday, Sunday, ain't much visit after 4 o'clock. And then you got to come back. One of the first things that happens when you come back is that they're going to call and make sure that you got home, which is the proper thing to do. See, my family got home all right. That's another long-distance call. Why should we have to pay for it? So what I propose to do is just teach you people. I'm asking all the people who, and Ms. Kathy Henderson is, like I said, is a strong supporter of mine. I'm asking Councilman Silverman and Grosso and Mr. Orange. I'm asking people from Beyond the Black Fund to join with me. I was trying to reach see Sophie also and give me the support that's needed for us to have this program. They didn't even enlarge the one that we have over DC jail or going to one of the empty buildings over there. Give me a floor and so we can have this visiting twice a week. Now, you know, there's no physical contact with this visit, but there ain't no physical contact over at jail. But this is twice a week. We'll make this, I don't care where the house at in the district, if you're a District of Columbia prison, I don't care what institution you house at, feds, CCAs, whatever private prison that you might be housed at. We're trying to make arrangements for you to be right here in D.C. and visit us. You have to worry about being on no visiting list. Or no, I can't visit them because I got it. So you don't have to worry about being on no visiting list or nothing. And it seemed like they would enjoy this type of visiting because they don't have to worry about nobody bringing no contraband. You don't worry about them bringing contraband in the jail no more because they don't allow visitors to come in the jail no more unless you're the attorney or the police. Attorneys can visit the same way. They don't have to go all the way out of town. A lot of them won't take cases if you're already incarcerated because they got to go out of town to interview and all that type of stuff and losing money. You have to worry about no visiting list. You don't have to worry about how many people can visit and all that. There ain't no restriction because you come and many people that can get in that booth. It's all well and good. If you got 10 people, everyone want to come and visit his birthday or something, everybody want to get in there and say happy birthday, get right in the picture. He can talk to everybody at one time. I don't care how many kids it is and how many people it is. I don't care who it is. You don't have to be on your visiting list or nothing. What we would do is set up, like, let's say, if you're in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, down in Virginia, Maryland, all those places like that. Say we visit on Mondays and Thursdays for 2 hours. That's 4 hours a week. That you don't have to go nowhere, but like I said, I'm trying to get a place over at the DC General, all them buildings they got over there, they're not using. They going to huff them off some kind of way. We trying to get in before they put condos over there. You know what I'm saying? And we just want to borrow the floor like they got over there for the visit with DC jail. And expand the business. People in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and all the places up there, they might be Tuesdays and Fridays. And the people in the Midwest section, it'd be Wednesdays and Saturdays. Everybody get 2 hours twice a week. When I'm doing nothing. No more renting cars. No more flying on the bus or train. Flying trains and all that type of stuff. No more hotel renting. But that's the second phase of it. Because Mr. G has interjected the idea that he would go to the same institutions one weekend for $30 a seat, round trip, just $30. Leave Saturday morning early, come back Saturday night. Or leave Sunday morning early and come back Sunday night. We're the poorest people, I guess, in the country. And it's evident. You see, they say Washington, D.C. is one of the highest paid rent rent payers in the country, or the third highest paid or second highest paid. Most of us are not middle class. Not when you see all these people in the welfare line getting these welfare debit cards and all that type of stuff, going down 8th Street and over by the Big Cheer signing up, trying to get food stamps to feed the people that's here. And then every month we got to hustle up money to pay for these long-distance calls that everybody have to call. You know, if somebody locked up, one of the best things that can happen to save the family is staying connected, communication. Man, you know, it's nothing like, look, you, every day at 4 o'clock, when they call that count clear, everybody run downstairs to the mail room and hope that they got some mail, somebody called. And then all that ain't in the mail room, go to the phone room. I ain't getting no letter from him. I thought you wrote me. I thought you sent me some pictures. You know, that those long-distance calls cost. All of you out there who receive those long-distance calls, you know it. All those out there who make arrangements to go visit a child or an adult that housed outside of the District of Columbia, you know it costs. So I'm asking you all, come up here April the 23rd, 6 o'clock, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast. That's at 21st and Maryland Avenue behind the Spingarn School. You know what, Spingarn, Brown and Phelps, Charles Young School. It's right behind that. 21st and Maryland Avenue. Right behind Hedgins Mall. Down the street from Aldis. Come out and give you support. Or you can call your congressman or your city council person and tell them you support the program that's introduced by Mr. Jake Johnson from A Nation in Prison. That's the name of this radio program. Broadcast, we mentor, you know, we anti-bully. All you out there that have children that's been bullied, or that's being the initiation of bullying, you know, we'll mentor those kids. Just call us. 646-668-8573. You still can call. Oh, just come by 2026 Maryland Avenue. Because we're going, like I said, we're going to have a meeting up here on the 23rd. I need you all to be here. You know, because this not only, hey, you know, I'm inviting jail administrators too. People from Bureau of Prison and CCA. I'm inviting them also. Because it can't be possible without them. But it saves them. They don't have to have certain type of people on duty and this, that, and that, search nobody and this, that, and that, because, hell, they just watching TV. And they're visiting right on TV, the same way they do with jail. You think about the money that you used to spend going over to jail, and that 50-cent long-distance call from the jail, in opposed to $15 or $16 that they call from the institution that they're in. Or the $500 that you spend renting a car or going by plane or train or bus and renting a hotel room and staying the weekend and coming back. And then even when you get back, you have to face a long-distance call. So it's only proper for them to call and see that everything is all right. So I'm asking you all for your support. April the 23rd. Or you can call your city council person and tell them you support the program, the Skype visit program that's introduced by Mr. Jake Johnson, Women Nation in Prison, mentoring the radio broadcast. We broadcast every Monday at 6 o'clock live. And I can't emphasize enough how grateful we can make somebody feel by just wanting to communicate with them. You just don't know how this can help that person mentally and physically. And when they get out of jail, they don't come out with such an attitude. They know that somebody cares about them. You know, yeah, we a lot of business when they're here at the jail. But what it called? I mean, you get a ride, get on Metro, and we still off at the bus over to jail. Visit for half an hour, whatever time they allow. And that's it. It may be twice a week, but that's an hour. We talking about twice a week, 2 hours each day. With this guy's business, that a program that I'm introducing. Why is it we have to pay to visit and to stay connected with our loved one that's incarcerated outside of the District of Columbia? Why should you have to pay? You didn't order Lawton closed. Everybody I know wanted Lawton open. They chose to close Lawton and send our loved ones and friends, family, all across the United States. Why? Because, yeah, 97% of them were black or people of color. Didn't cause them nothing to go visit them because they didn't have nobody to go visit. You see nobody too much from Georgetown over in these jail lines. You know, y'all had to think and see how this stuff works. I'm telling you some good stuff. I need y'all's support on April the 23rd. 6 o'clock, 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast, right behind Spain Garden and Charles Young and the Lyson Golf Course, all the places, right behind those schools. Or you can call your city council person or Ms. Kathy Henderson. Tell them that you support this. Call the Yonder Black Forum. Tell them you support the program that's introduced for Skype visit by Mr. Jake Johnson, who hosts a radio program called A Nation in Prison. We need to stand together on this. You know, if they ain't going to kill us, they're going to break us. And then if they don't break us financially, they're going to break us physically and mentally because they keep our family disoriented because we can't keep in contact with them. Got to be certain people to be on the visiting list. Got charges and all that type of stuff. You can't come visit them. You can't come into the institution. None of this with Skype visiting program. I don't care how many people that you want to visit or how many kids that you got to have. All of them get together in your booth twice a week and say hello to your loved one. So I need your support April the 23rd, 2026 Maryland Avenue, 6 o'clock. Y'all, it's time to pay some more bills, y'all. But I have one more week to get y'all to muscle this support for me. Because after the next Monday, then the 23rd would be that Thursday. So y'all need to get in contact with your city council person. Or y'all know Norton Holmes' office. Or Ms. Kathy Henderson and tell them that you support this Skype visiting program that's introduced by Mr. Jake Johnson, who has a radio mentoring program called A Nation in Prison. I need it. Okay? Or you can give me a call with the word 646-668-8573. And this broadcast is made possible by Generation by Faith. And that's Pastor Darrell Lewis, who who is a district elder, founder of a Family Community Fellowship Church, 2026 Merlin Avenue, Northeast. You can come hear him live at 11 o'clock on Sundays. Or for his Bible teaching, 7 o'clock on Tuesday, same place, 2026 Merlin Avenue, Northeast. And then, of course, they have Sunday school, if you would, at 9:45 on Sunday. Come by and get your experience with God and get a blessing through our pastor and district elder. I want to say again, if you want a good meal, go by 849 Elkin Street Northwest and see Cousins. Talk to Barbara. Or you can give her a call at 202-210-1730 and tell her, Bob, you want to deliver. And tell her Jake told you about that wonderful cook that Larry does for you up there. That's Cousins up there, formerly Duke's up there at 849 Upper Street Northwest. Again, give her a call if you would, 202-210-1730. Then if you can drive up there, make sure that you get your car washed if you would. Give Smoke a call, will you? He's at 202-396-1275. That's at 1021 Blazenberry Road, Northeast. Look, they gave a special $2 discount to senior citizens. I got to go by there and get mine. I'm sure. You know, and so, the smoker, they got good, reasonable prices. Don't no machine touch your car unless they vacuum you in, vacuum it out. That's all. They do hand. And they do a wonderful job. And they're at 1021 Bladenberg Road, Northeast. Give them a call, 202-396-1275. And look, you know, if you have a car, you need, you know, you got to have insurance. So I beseech you to see my friend and a good, honest, to goodness insurance agent, Ms. Andre Riley, at Allstate Insurance Company. And she will give you your insurance. 6103 Baltimore Avenue, Riverdale, Maryland, 301-779-1120. And that's, you know, that's straight out of Rhode Island Avenue. So she would give you the type of insurance of your desire that fits your individual needs and whatever type of insurance that you would like to have. But again, I ask you to bear with me. I thank you. I love you. And I say that again. On April the 23rd, I need your support. I really need it. So if you have somebody that's incarcerated, call your city councilman or your congressman, Ms. Eleanor Norton Holmes, or you can call Ms. Kathy Henderson, tell me, or the United Black Forum, tell them you endorse the program introduced by Jake Johnson, who has the mentoring program, radio program called The Nation in Prison. If you have a situation or circumstance or condition that's not becoming to you, then you should be coming to me. This is yours truly, Jake Johnson. I'm signing off. I love you. I'll be back live, same time, same station on Monday. God bless you. Twins, take care of Papa if you would. I love you. Thank you. God bless you. And good night.